And we're starting in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Butts to Nuts podcast. Very nice. A movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
That's me.
Scott, how are you feeling after this fine dandy movie?
I feel very delicious. I feel well fed from that lovely dinner that you put in the crock pot today.
Stop it, you.
Oh, it was so good. It was a little bit of beef.
How about you leave? It was lamb. Yeah, it was lamb.
Oh my God, I cooked
you a nice lamb chop.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's all right. It was a lamb chop. I put a bit of Worcestershire sauce in there, a bit of tomato sauce or ketchup if you're an international American. I added a bit of a soya sauce.
Ooh.
A bit of sugar.
Nice.
Flour.
That's a little cheeky.
Salt and pepper.
Now, you have all the flavors and spices right there.
In the world.
That is very, very impressive.
Excluding arsenic,
myself.
But yes, yes. All the flavors in the world.
Let me flip the question on you.
Ah!
Yeah, you're not used to this, aren't you? How do you feel after this movie? You don't know what to do. I've caught you off guard.
Now I'm feeling like a Freda Claus. You know, I rang my mate before this, he rang me.
Yeah.
I want to get the facts straight and lay down the law.
This is true.
And as any bloke does, we start talking about what we name our penis.
Yeah.
Our penile items.
Yes.
He says he named his Roderick.
Roderick, wow.
And then as a joke, I said, hey, my penis is called Fred Claus. And so now he's going around telling everyone already that I name my penis Fred Claus. I was like, it's not called Fred Claus.
Hey, no, but it's set in stone now. You've done
side
it.
With
he's probably
him,
recorded the
dog.
Call.
Don't
he's probably
you
recorded
do.
The call, mate.
You bollock muncher. You one-eyed cabbage.
Oh. Nah, you basically got a little Fred Claus
down there. You horny blue tongue?
I am a horny blue tongue. Do you want to know what my penis name is called?
Oh, what?
This will be on recording. It's called the...
Really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
That is kind of lame.
It's pretty lame.
I'm going to beep that.
And then... No, you're not. And so anyway, he said his name was Roderick. And so now I'm going around saying that he's calling his penis Nathaniel. And his ball sack's called his disciples, his two disciples. But he's saying that my ball sack's called Nathaniel and my penis is called Fred Claus.
That's kind of a Chad combo right there, though. I think you just got to embrace it at this point. If he's gone around and told people, you just got to be like, yep.
I already denied it, though.
My motherfucker is called Fred Claus, you know? Little claws downstairs.
It's like I've started a war. You think I'm just going to back out? No, I'm going to Winston Churchill.
You're
this
not going to
go full
this
force,
shit.
Man. I'm going to take out them. Take out those hoes, you know what I'm saying? So we did watch Freddy Claus. Yeah.
Another Christmas flick for the merry season. We like to get into it. We like to be jolly.
Mm.
Now, I'm going to lay down the law with a bloody sinoppy-noppy right here. Would you like that?
Yes, I'm going to sip on a beverage whilst you do that, I can open it. Hear me struggle.
Crack. Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
There
we go.
God, I'm sampling that.
Actual?
I'm taking that to the vault.
Put that into a song.
Yeah, I will. Okay, Fred Claus synopsis. Of the two Claus brothers, Fred, Vince Vaughn, is the troublemaker and polar opposite of his saintly sibling, Nicholas Paul Giamatti, the GOAT.
Yeah.
I love Paul Giamatti.
Absolute legend.
When Fred's criminal ways finally land him in big trouble, Nicholas bails him out and brings him to the North Pole to work off the debt by making toys. Like, bro, can you imagine like your brother giving you $50,000 for just stamping a couple of letters and making toys and shit?
Yeah, what an absolute gene. He didn't even make any toys.
He
just stamped letters.
He basically just ran around the entire time. Like, that's kind of a Chad move.
Yeah, we only really saw him stamping once.
Take advantage of the weak, I say. Anyways, continued. The headaches mount for Saint Nick, who not only must deal with his troublemaking brother, but also an efficiency expert who has come to evaluate Santa's operation. Ooh.
Kevin Spacey.
Yep. disgraced actor from Hollywood.
I think he's doing. You think he did a new movie recently? Actually, like some really low budget weird movies, like what we watched last week.
Wow, I thought he was. That sort of stuff. I thought he was not allowed in movies anymore.
So did I.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So some independent. Some independent companies picked him up, or it could be his independent company. Who knows?
I don't think he owns the company. No. I don't know. I didn't really listen to it.
I thought he was just making yearly YouTube videos every Christmas, which is kind of fitting for this. And although that has a lot of baggage behind it, those videos. So yeah.
Nothing is what it seems. Apparently, that's what he says.
Hollywood's a lie. Yeah, what'd you think, bro? What'd you think of Fred Claus?
I had a good laugh. I'll be honest, I enjoyed my time watching this movie, and I feel like it's very rewatchable.
Yes, so do I.
It sits in the void of having enough to keep adults entertained while also being a silly, goofy movie for kids.
Mm-hmm.
It entertains both parties, and I could see watching this as a kid, you know, holding this nostalgically. Because the jokes hold up over time. They definitely do. Some of them probably you wouldn't be able to get away with now, even though it's PG. But, like, you know, some of them aren't, like, to the style of today's comedy. But they're so funny. Everything is just, especially from Vince Vaughn, is just comedy gold, man.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I think throughout this podcast, we have stood by our opinions, and we've made some left of field ones that aren't with the majority.
Yeah, yeah. You got to express what you feel.
But this episode, I reckon, is the one where we are most against what the majority are saying.
Really?
I just farted bad.
Oh, I hope it wafts over and I get a little scent of that lamb chops that you made us.
Yeah.
Those lamb chops.
Lamb chop.
Wow, okay, so
because on Rotten Tomatoes, 21%, then audience score 49.
Wow.
You know, Rotten Tomatoes is hard to gauge anyway.
Oh, sorry, it is coming over.
It's bad.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in it, though, because I'm dedicated to the grind.
That's good. You can pause it if you want.
No, we're going through this.
Well, I'm fine.
Of course you're fine. Yeah. Everyone likes the smell of their own farts.
That's great. and then on Letterboxd, it's got like an average of 2.4 or 2.6, one of the two.
So basically what you're saying is everyone thinks this movie is utterly shit.
There's a big majority who don't like this movie. And then there's a small pocket who go, this is a fun flick.
This is all right. This is okay.
And then there's the very, very small majority where they say, this is the best Christmas movie ever. We're not the third.
Paul Giamatti, he's my Santa Claus. He's my Santa Claus.
Like some people are like, this is the greatest thing to happen to cinema history in the whole wide world.
This is fucking gold and you can't do anything to change my mind.
Yeah, so we're that middle ground, I reckon.
I think I'm in the middle ground as well. Yes, yes we are. I want to specifically talk about Paul Giamatti's hose.
Yeah, how'd you find him as a Santa?
Oh, fantastic. I thought he had a lot of depth as a character. Because he wasn't like a bumbling idiot like they make Santa in a lot of these movies.
I know, yeah.
He was more akin to the Tim Allen... No, not Tim Allen. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's Santa.
Santa Claus, yeah.
In the way that he had kind of like a complex sort of backstory with his brother. I think having a brother in the story made Santa a better character.
Yeah, he had a bit of wit about him.
That's right.
He was his own sort of thing. He wasn't just this... Just sort of
jolly, like only jolly guy, you know. There was a bit of, he wasn't perfect. And that's what I liked about his character. There was a lack of perfection. Yeah. Well, Paul Giamatti is a fantastic actor too. If you're going to create a Christmas movie and you want some good acting in it, he's the man.
His big meaty fingers as well?
Yeah.
Did you? Fuck. I found that so distracting the whole time. I think I missed about 50% of this movie because I was just looking at his big hands.
Yeah, they were some meaty sausage fingers. You could chop them up and barbecue them and you'd have a nice time.
So juicy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you reckon they put fat suit around his hand?
Nah, I reckon he just put it on for the...
No way.
Do you reckon? Oh,
that
maybe it works.
They look too big.
They look too juicy.
He's obviously wearing a fat suit.
Yeah.
So, and so was the kid that played Little Nick.
No, no way.
No. He just had those thunder thighs.
Lies. Absolute lies. No, but his hands, man.
Yeah, they looked a bit plasticky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they
were so distracting, but not in a bad way. It's just every time he came onto the scene, I was just staring at his hands going, wow.
You're having an erotic moment.
No, no arousal. Paul Giamatti's hands. Arousal, bro. You're
like, fuck, I want to touch those.
Just interest. It's like if I saw a gazelle in the distance, I'd say, wow, look at that creature, and I wouldn't be able to stop staring.
So basically like David Attenborough commenting on Paul Giamatti's hands, and you'd be like, yes, I want this to happen.
Yeah, like he doesn't get aroused over a gazelle, but he finds a gazelle magnificent. He doesn't, and don't you dare say bad things about my boy David.
Okay? We love David on this podcast, and we are yet to review one of his documentaries.
We should. Next week, we're going to watch his documentary, Avatar Way of Water.
Looking forward to that one. Yeah. Okay, Vince Vaughn, let's talk about his comedy chops in this one, because he was pulling quips pretty hard, especially towards the beginning of the film.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. His little interaction with the girl when he was doing the repossessing of the TV.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. Yeah.
Where he said, you know, you can have a baby and...
Yeah, you gotta... before you get into college and shit like that, and basically summing up what her life would be as a middle-class white suburban girl.
He said, do you have any ethnicity in you? You can get some discounts.
Yeah, you can cash in on that in the... in the college department.
My favorite gag and quip and jaggle from the old Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I do like a couple of jaggles.
Was when he was looking at the snow globe and he's like, yo, let's get the Swedish swimming team up here. The women's Swedish swimming team. I was like, wow, this guy has seen this team before. That's the first thing that came to his mind. Not some model, but the Swedish swimming team.
He's like, okay. Chuck the Olympics on, let's go.
He knows his stuff.
He knows his
stuff. He's been waiting for that moment all
He's been
his
around,
life.
And he's hundreds of years old, let's be real. They didn't really address that in this movie, though.
No, it was just like Vince Vaughn was Vince Vaughn.
I don't understand how they couldn't address that, though, because that seemed to be like a pretty big part of the lore. And when he was, you know, with his girlfriend, like she's going to stick with him, and now she's not going to age, which is a bonus for her, but still, she doesn't know about this detail yet.
Well, she's not going to... Oh, yeah.
Because remember, all spouses as well, so yeah. It's just this continuous non-aging family tree.
Oh, that's good. But how does... So as soon as the wedding ring comes on, you reckon that they're ageless? Or
I guess so. Maybe it's true love.
Love,
maybe
yeah.
When they... They're in love.
Or if they have a child, then that really cements it.
Yeah, because you're not getting out of that one.
Well, you could.
Ah, well, yeah.
You can get out of
it. What if they divorce and then she starts rapidly aging? She, like, starts turning into a shriveled prune and fucking dies. And he's like, damn, Vince Vaughn.
If he hates her and he's like, I'm sick of you. And he just, like, yeah.
But then the kid stays alive and has to watch her mum, like, turn into dust. Yeah. Or like one of those Indiana Jones villains at the end of what's it called? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And then he's like, it's all right. You can always look at a picture of her to remember.
Oh.
And then the daughter cries.
Savagery.
Like, oh, it's all right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Here's a bike with banana handles. Because didn't some girl ask for a bike with... Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That little girl asked for a bike with
I want a bike with banana handles.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. What a genius.
Oh, maybe banana in color. Oh. Like the color of a banana.
Oh, they would just be banana shaped. Like they're curvy handles. That's probably what they are.
It's probably some bike talk and myself.
We probably sound so silly right now.
r/bikes are going off their mind right now.
Your fucking butt starts podcast know nothing about our bikes.
Banana handles? Don't you know your shit at all, guys? No, we don't, you weirdos. Get away from us and stop listening, but leave us a 5-star review.
Exactly. What was your favourite part of this movie? What was the part of... No, I'll be more specific with
you. Yeah, bro, what are you doing with these... broad question.
What was the jolliest part of this movie when you ho-ho-ho'd internally? What was one bit that you were like, Paul Giamatti, you are making me ho so hard right now?
It wasn't with the Santa at all.
It wasn't with the Santa.
No, it was when the elves were all dancing. That was the most joyful moment I think this movie provided for me. I loved it.
You turn to me and you're like, this is a goofy as hell, bro.
It's goofy our dudes, man.
It's goofy our dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, was it DJ Donnie or something?
Yeah, DJ Donnie.
He was funny as
Ludacris, bro. Ludacris cameo.
Was that Ludacris?
Yeah, that was... No way you didn't know.
I did notice that.
I was saying it was Ludacris.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were just joking because he was a DJ.
No. It was Ludacris, bro.
It was actually Ludacris?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Bro, that CGI was ludicrous.
It was. Yeah, see, I don't get on Willy, the head elf.
Yes.
His CGI looked good until one moment that we'll get to.
No, I disagree. I think it looked shit the entire time.
It looked better.
Better?
Probably the best CGI I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, I actually have a...
Ludacris. Yeah. Look
I'll
at that.
Let you finish first.
Ludacris on the bottom.
It is.
Cast
He's
list. I'm just showing Scott. Currently,
oh
live
my God.
Reaction.
He's actually DJ Donnie.
Tucker, live reaction.
Okay, if you ever see Ludacris in real life, because you're totally going to, you have to call him DJ Donnie. That goes out to all you listeners out there.
Yeah, whenever you're
all
chilling.
All your friends of Ludacris.
Yeah.
Listening to the Butts to
And you, Ludacris, as well. Because we know you're listening.
Yep.
And,
we know you're a top fan.
Yeah, you send us those little booty messages. Every Wednesday, he's like, bro, when's the podcast coming out? You guys uploading late again? Uh-huh. And I'm like,
yeah. Here's a little booty pic.
Yeah, here's a little booty pic. Here's a little DJ Donnie for you. That's what he calls his penis. Full circle.
Oh my God. I was about to fall off my chair. Yeah. So, regarding the CGI head thing, I watched this very interesting video on YouTube by the very popular YouTube channel called Corridor Crew. They obviously very big in the CGI game and reviewing it. They love good and bad CGI. And they've talked about a massive problem, especially in Marvel movies, where their floating head situation, it's very noticeable when you just paste a head on a CGI body.
Or you just have a giant floating head in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yes. But that's a different kind of floating head situation. That's even more fucked.
That's so bad.
But, for instance, if you go back and watch Endgame or Infinity War, whatever, the best looking Marvel movies, you'll still see little kind of, I don't know, little details that don't really seem right with the CGI with Tony Stark's head and his suit. And it was exactly the same, but a lot worse in this movie. Like, this is 2007. They're just experimenting with this kind of shit.
Yeah.
But it was very noticeable.
It was bad, though.
Yeah. Which was funny, though. It made it hilarious.
Did you find this movie so bad it's good, though?
In parts, yes. But then I also genuinely enjoyed a lot of bits, too.
Oh, yeah. But I just mean the goofiness.
The
like
goofiness.
That elf dance was...
Absolutely, yes.
That
yes.
was... I could watch that. So many more times.
I can't believe that hasn't been memed.
I know.
We should start a trend.
We'll start a trend.
Come on, hop on, everyone. Let's go on the train.
Yes. Jeremy Clarkson.
Yes. Here we go. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, the ludicrous head, man. I thought Willy wasn't too bad. When they were in the sleigh, like at points, it was just so obviously green screen.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's going around, and I'm just like, I can just see you in the studio, bro, pretending that you're in a sleigh.
It just fits with the whole thing, though, because the movie doesn't take itself seriously, so you can kind of sideline that a little bit. It's good fun and games, basically, you know.
The whole thing just feels like a spoof, which it is a spoof.
Yeah, that's it. But also at points, it has some wholesome moments as well, especially when you have kind of like that redemption story arc of Sammy, or what did he call him, Slam?
Oh, Slam.
The little kid. He's Vince's little mate.
Bro was fucking jacked, man. Did you see that? He had muscles.
Mate, the little kid.
Oh, bro.
He was walking like with a lot of swagger too when the... was it the adoption people were coming round? Docs were coming round. But it's not called docs in America, obviously.
Child services.
And he was just like, you know, bruh, walking out the door like a badass.
Yeah.
But the whole story of him, you know, being this misunderstood kid and, you know, Vince saying, you know, all kids deserve a present at Christmas, regardless of who they are. They, you know, everyone deserves a bit of joy.
Mm.
And I think that was very wholesome because he saw a lot of his child self in Slam. Or
does
Sammy.
Kevin Spacey really deserve that present?
Oh, no. No, he's exempt from that.
Is he really Superman Scott? Does he really deserve the cape?
Yeah, look, that scene, I was like, oh, no, he doesn't really deserve that cape now, eh? You should probably take that away from him.
Well, I guess,
he's a character. It's a character. It's a character. It serves a story, but him as a person, you know, that's another
What,
story.
So him as a person deserves the cape?
No, no,
wow,
that's not what I'm saying.
That's like, bad.
You're role reversing. You're trying to trap me under a bus and roll me over.
So you think disgraced actor from many movies, Baby Driver, Fred Claus, Seven,
and
Kevin
Usual Suspects.
Kevin Spacey deserves a Superman cape for all these efforts, for all these movie efforts.
No.
Tread lightly, boy. Because me and the media are on to you.
Next question.
This is going to come bite you in the bum 10 years come.
I hope it does, because I'm ready.
Hey, put that on the shirt. Bite you in the bum 10 years come.
Oh, we should.
We should. Quick, write that down. No, right. Don't. Oh, you're actually going
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
bite
okay,
on
okay.
the bum 10 years come.
Yeah, all right, here's a big point. Here's a big point.
Excuse me.
If we are going by the logic that every city, this is at the end when he's flying around in and delivering all the president.
Presents, I know where you're
okay?
going with this.
So Fred has now filling in for Santa because after they did their fight, Santa did his back in, has a hernia or whatever, slip disc, something wild.
He's fucked.
If we're going by the logic that every city that was shot in the big montage, yeah. when they appear, is in chronological order. Does that mean that the whole planet is in nighttime at the same time? And also, he kept going from a US city to like London, back to a US city, to like India, to US city. So is that really the best route that you can take when you're under such a strict time limit of Christmas?
Yes, Ben. The whole world is dark at the same time. This is a proven fact because the world is flat.
Mm.
It's been proven.
It has to be in this movie.
Yeah, it has to be. Has to be flat.
Okay,
in this
movie. So we've
look
figured that one out.
What I'm saying is, if the world was round, then you know the Sydney wouldn't be bloody dark. You know they'd be going to that place first. They'd be going to Australia and going, yeah, here's your
which
bloody
Hollywood never
first.
Gets right. And every Christmas montage, we will bag out.
Yep, that's right. No, yes, the flawed logic there is incredible, and they should have gone to our side of the world first because
that bloody fence, mate.
We are a day ahead of America. So,
exactly.
Yeah, or the North Pole, I guess.
Yeah, we're ahead of them.
Yeah. They're
come
part of North America too.
Yeah.
So,
we call,
suck on that.
We call them Northies.
Yeah, those bloody Northern.
Us down here are Southies, mate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking great southern land, mate.
Yeah, we call them bloody Northies up there.
Oh,
weirdos.
Those bloody Northern Hemispherians.
And that's how racism is born. You know, just because you're different doesn't matter.
Nah, fuck them up there. Those bloody northern,
no,
North
I love
Star
them.
Sexies.
You're north, you're south, you're east, you're west. You're welcome at Potster Nuts. And that's the little Christmas lullaby you get for free. We'll give you more on the Patreon.
When we get a Patreon.
When we get a Patreon.
I can't wait for that day.
So what's up with the route, though? That still doesn't explain my route problem.
Your route problem.
Why I went to the US city, then another, in an international city for them. US
this
city
is a route problem, and I'm glad you've brought it up because it's concerning me greatly.
Okay.
It doesn't solve it. It makes it more baffling, to be honest.
Mm.
It really seems like that the elves don't want to help Vince Vaughn complete this. It really seems like that they're trying to get out of this job. Maybe they're being held hostage by Santa Claus. Maybe they're underneath some mind control drugs. We're searching for conspiracies here.
And I can hear all the Redditors in r/FredClaws saying, yo, the reason that he kept going to random cities was because he was frantic and they got lost from the North Pole signal, okay? That's why he kept going to random places. I say, shut up, nerd.
Nerd.
Because he was going to random cities before the signal got lost. Power got turned out.
You showed them. You showed them, bro.
/ Fred Claus, my bumhole.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, you one-eyed cabbage.
You know what? There were some good visuals in this, though, I will say. Some of the, like, sleigh flying scenes when there was just, like, a full CGI shot mm-hmm. and it was going over the North Hemisphere. I thought there was some cool shots there through the clouds.
At the start.
I like that.
When they had that Christmas song and then they did all the city shots to the beat and they kept transitioning on the beat, like...
Hectic.
That was very cool. Of Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, the Santa the chase.
Oh!
Where Fred's getting money on the street at the start.
Actually.
To try and pay his gambling place.
How could we forget that? That is one of the best bits in this movie.
That was incredible.
That's actually underrated. I've seen that before on the TV.
This movie's underrated, bro.
Yeah, it is. It
is. Criminally underrated.
Wow. Yeah, that Santa stack on at the end was fucking so funny, man. Oh my god. And just a bunch of Salvation Army Santas. Just, can you imagine that? Getting chased by a bunch of Salvos down the street in Santa costumes.
They're just jumping over cars. He's throwing frisbees at them. I love that guy actually got knocked clean as well. The first guy got hit by the frisbee.
It's like, oh man, this frisbee throw is so powerful.
As if they care, though.
Yeah.
/ Salvo Santas, man.
They're coming for us, too.
Absolute nerds.
Oh, man. Always trying to just collect all the money. Nah, that was hectic. That scene. I love that.
Oh, even when that little Sam boy,
mm.
When they're looking at the naughty list and stuff, when that Sam guy gets put to the top of the naughty list, Vince looks in the globe.
Yeah.
And then you just see that Sam kid punch that other orphan. He just, like, punched him hard, man. That was a good punch. He just uppercuts him. Just like, shut up, nerd.
Boy, if you're going to do it, though, you gotta follow through.
That was great.
He would have broken some boards with that. Definitely.
I have a serious question for you.
You're all about the serious questions these days. You fine journalist, you.
There was a bit of a rift between Mrs. Claus and Santa Claus's mum.
Yeah.
About Santa's weight. The mum was like, don't worry about it. Keep eating your gingerbread. Have your gravy on your dry potato, baby. Yeah. And then Mrs. Claus is like, have some zesty oranges. Like,
yeah.
Stop it. Whose side are you on?
Mrs. Claus is clearly trying to look out for Santa's health here. You know? Not shaming, but the man... He was suffering. He could not walk. The dude needed a diet.
Yeah.
He needed those zesty oranges and lemons, man. His heart could not take the pressure.
Nah, yeah.
The weight of the world was on his thighs.
But he's already a big guy, and that was already from just him being Santa. So
yeah.
I didn't think that him being fat would do anything to him.
Santa was basically the equivalent to an e-girl these days, you know, that he could crush watermelons with those thighs.
Oh, yeah. That I would like to
see. Paul Giamatti crush some watermelons between his thighs? Now, that is a movie I'll pay for.
Yeah, Fred Claus 2 Uncensored.
Yeah, but it's only sold on OnlyFans in, like, little pieces.
Yeah.
And you got to buy to get to the next chapter of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait until the climax. It's hectic.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was some good writing.
That was great.
Please hire me, someone.
I will, maybe. Yeah, no, I thought that was all right. But then even Mrs. Claus mentioned that because of his like weight, they're not getting it on as much because he's getting like erectile dysfunction or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's just the stress though. He could just be too stressed and
from
he's
Kevin
like,
Spacey. He's getting too much stress from Kevin Spacey.
My dick don't work. My dick don't work, and it's not merry anymore.
Damn. Mrs. Claus is hot.
He was like Blitzen. He can't get it to fly.
He can't get it to fly. But he's got to pick himself up and try again.
Keep going, mate. You'll get there one day.
Don't think about it. Think of something, but don't think about it.
Damn. This movie is really like coming in with like the deeper themes of erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's what I expected. When I put on Fred Claus, I don't expect anything less.
Yep, you know, the hard-hitting stuff.
Absolutely.
Really putting the subtle, the news stories underneath the merriness.
Really putting the function in erectile dysfunction.
Put that on a shirt.
Put it on a shirt right now.
God, God. You know, we're giving these ideas away before even using them. Yeah, so.
Buddy, free merchandise, baby.
Come on, capitalize on it.
What do you think of the North Pole?
I thought... Their world. I was like, you know...
Christ, you hated it. I don't, Jesus. Just asked you a question, man.
Fucking North Pole. Nah, it looked stunning. It looked great.
It's great. Yeah,
it was so hot. I was like, no, it was cold, actually. Very cool.
Christ.
Those tiny little houses, they were pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this could be like a regular house for an average British person back in the Black Plague.
Yeah.
Everyone was small back then, you know, tiny doors.
You noticed that the dad just didn't talk the whole time.
Yeah. And he was old mate from Vicar of Dibley, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
He doesn't sound like that in Vicar of Dibley. What was it?
Yeah, he didn't talk the entire time. He's just like, I want to eat my Christmas feast.
Yeah.
But he said that internally.
Hit me with a point. Hit me with a point.
Let me whip out the old rigmarole for you.
Rigatoni. Come on, hit me with a point. It's not that hard. Don't get the stage fright now. Okay, we've got listeners.
Okay, so the intro scene when they were kids, I thought that was hilarious.
That was great.
Especially when Nick cut down Fred's tree. He's just like, oh, now we can bring your favorite tree inside.
I thought he killed the bird as well.
That would have been funnier if they wanted to up the rating. I think they should have done that for sure.
Kill the bird, yeah. Somehow the bird was in the end as well.
No, it was a different bird. It's not 250 years old.
No, it's family.
It's family.
It's a part of the family.
Maybe it extends to animals as well.
But then it could extend to elves, so...
Maybe that's why where the elves come from. This is what I want to know. Because we're getting into where everyone's from. Or they say Elfistan or something. That's what... Kevin Spacey said.
I thought that was just a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke, but maybe there was some subtle truth there.
Man, that's the law. They've just dumped on us.
And how did they get a business deal with Santa in the first place? I thought he was supposed to be secretive.
Ring up MatPat and we'll ask him.
You know what?
He knows his stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he will listen to us, won't he?
Well, you got his number. He's probably busy right now. Time zones and stuff. He's probably in different stuff. It's probably 3 a.m. over there.
Yeah. No. You know, by this logic, everyone's nighttime right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are recording at night today.
Yeah.
Tonight. Tonight, all right.
And I am good. Yeah, I did crack up with that. I also cracked up at the narrator, and he's just like, Fred, after the tree got cut down and eventually started hating Santa, he's like, Fred hated his brother. He hated his parents. And he hated his life. It's like, oh, shit. We're about to hear some, like, Radiohead or some shit. And yeah. Bro's just going to start bursting.
Karma police.
Bro really thought he was, like, Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. Like, what the fuck? Stop.
Dude really thought he was Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Bro thought he was Tom York. What the fuck is going on?
Hey, guys, I'm Tom York. No, hey, guys, I'm Tom York.
Hello, guys, I'm Tom York.
Tom York. What a beautiful man.
I spell my name funny. It's T-H-O-M. I am Tom York.
Hey, don't you disrespect that beautiful man.
And York with an E at the end, because I'm a little bit artsy like that. I'm Tom York, but you can just call me Thom. I love to sing a song called Creep.
Here it goes. It goes a little something like this.
All right, Johnny and the boys, hit it.
Johnny.
1, 2, 3. I'm a creep and I'm a weirdo. That's right.
Come on, Greenwood Brothers. Let's get our rock on.
We're called the Blighters.
You dirty blighter.
Listen here, Evie Fry. I'm a blighter.
Oh, wait. We better be a little bit quiet now because it is 10:30.
Oh, yeah, true.
People do have work in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. I tell you what. Let's be courteous and let's turn that light off over there.
Record in the dark, slow dance in the dark.
Slow dance in the dark.
All right, Phil.
Okay. Yep. So me and Ben, we've started this podcast at the start of the year, and we're really happy with the way it's going. Can you see? Can you see your way back to the chair?
Guess we have to do it with a torch.
I like. Yeah. No, I think this is fantastic. It's very ambient. Weird,
man.
I like it.
All right. I farted again.
Oh, God. I smell it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yuck.
But now we are in pitch darkness with just my phone torch.
Put the phone down.
How am I going to read my notes?
Oh, we didn't think about this, didn't we?
Nah.
Yuck, you stink. Fuck. Oi, hit me with something. Hit me with something crazy.
Yeah, I really like their big dome as well. I thought the dome was cool. The workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, mate.
Come on. Get with it. What about the snow globe? That was a big fucking snow globe. It was a
nice snow globe. Yeah, I like the North Pole that they created. Oh, what a great humor in this. Some really weird, goofy scenes, like picking up Ludacris and throwing him in a cabinet.
Oi, what about when, you know, Vince Vaughn comes in to save Christmas? And the dude is taking him on the sled, and he's like, "Okay, just go that way, just go that way to the North Pole. It's not too far." And he's like, "Oh, thanks."
Oh, yeah,
but you couldn't even see it in the distance.
Yeah,
like Vince Vaughn didn't even have any like glasses on. Dude would be blind by the time he got back to the North Pole.
Also, does that mean that the general public just know? Because his girlfriend. Oh, we haven't really talked about her, Rachel Weisz.
Rachel, yes,
she didn't even. Really like
she wasn't fazed much by it. She was just like, "Hey, I'm in the North Pole." Maybe it's just widely known.
It's the thing. Well, I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Because parents in this world wouldn't have to cover for Santa. Spoiler alert for the real world.
What the fuck? Are you serious? Are you serious right now?
Nah, I was just fucking with you.
No, don't you dare.
I was just messing.
Santa's real, isn't he?
Yes, 100%.
You better watch it. You better not say slander like that again around me or around my mother.
Yeah, well, the buddy Santa Claus is coming to your town.
I'm Santa's little helper, thank you very much.
You dress up in that little costume every night, just waiting for Santa, and you go, "Christmas will come early this year.
We'll do the numbers."
And you're always punching numbers in your calculator waiting.
Yeah.
Just in that outfit, it's really disturbing.
No, it's beautiful. Don't shame me.
And you always That's your weird little sex kink, dressing up.
Since the lights have gone off, there's a different vibe in here now. This is weird.
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm scary now. Oh, man. Welcome to the Spooky Podcast, where I'm Jason Voorhees. And my co-host is Reginald Samuel from a scary movie. Called
Fred Claus.
Fred Claus.
So what about his girlfriend?
She was good. I liked her a lot.
Yeah, I thought, you know, she gave out some good parking tickets.
Yes.
It's a little bit too soon for you, though. You were like, damn.
Don't bring my parking ticket up on the fucking podcast. I'm trying to keep that private. I haven't even told. Don't bring that.
We won't go into the details.
We'll get you. Just... How about we got an audio medium, so let's reveal our entire lives, all right?
Oh, no, I mean,
not bloody some podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, what about Willy just walking up to Santa's little helper and just...
Elizabeth Banks.
He just whips that chair out and he's like, "Yeah, I can dance."
He had the most depressing character arc, though, because that whole time before, it's just she just never knew his name.
Oh, what's your name? Oh, it's Willy.
I just felt that pain.
It's just
every
a
time.
Reverse erection just happened. I felt my dick sink inside my pelvis. It's like, man, is this what reverse puberty feels like? Because I'm feeling it right now.
I knew that feeling that he got of rejection. I was like, oh.
Knew it too well.
They just never know my name. The other day, I went to, we crashed this chick's party.
And
I went up to her. And I was like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" And then she's like, "Oh, hi, Bailey. How are you?" And I was like, "Oh, no, my name. It's Ben. My name's not
It's Ben, you fuck.
She's like, oh, I thought your name was Bailey. And I was like, yeah, no, it's all right.
It actually is Bailey.
And she's like, I didn't even know you were invited. Did I invite you? I was like, no, we crashed the party. I'm going to go now. I stayed for like 5 minutes, went inside, watched a bit of like Channel 9 on the TV, and then just left.
Damn, that's some hardcore stuff right there.
Yeah.
I do not envy you.
You do not envy me.
No. Well, I think I've pretty much sorted all I have to say about this flick. I think we've covered quite a nice majority of it.
You want to say a rounding statement before we get to the rousing trivia?
Vince Vaughn, Santa suit. Can he rock it? Possibly, but he needs a beard. Yeah, but the sideburns do make up for a little bit of it.
Hey, quick point before we trickle on into the end of the podcast.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
If Santa has been successful all these years, then why the hell did he sell off his business to a like larger parent company to control it?
I think it's because of the increased population of the world. If we're going to get into the actual...
E-commerce.
Maybe he wanted some extra money, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe he's got like a good business deal and he's not just, you know, giving it out anymore.
He obviously doesn't have a good deal because if he doesn't have a serious stake in the business because they can just rip it away from him.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't have majority ownership what would of have his happened, business.
I'm telling you what would have happened right now. I'm telling you. Okay. Businessman finds out, goes to the North Pole. He's like, fuck, you're not supposed to see me here. I don't exist. And he's like, no, I'm going to cut you a deal. We're going to have 95% of this company and you're going to have 5%. Santa, with his kind, compassionate heart, goes, okay.
Forgetting his character. Yeah, he would have fucked himself over just because he's too nice.
Yeah. No tough love, like Mrs. Claus said.
Yeah, she's a little tough love, eh? I bet Santa dresses up in his little helper costume.
And that is time for trivia.
Okay. Trivia time. Let me pull that right up.
Pull that right
up. Oh, shit. I feel really bad now about saying why the dad didn't speak. I shit you not, this isn't a bit to make you laugh. I actually forgot I had this bit of trivia.
Oh, no.
Trevor Peacock was diagnosed with dementia.
Oh, no. Oh.
And that's why he has no lines throughout the movie.
Oh, no. Oh, that's
so me saying,
so
what's
sad.
He doing not talking the whole time? Like, just moping around in the background.
Oh.
They actually just kept him in the movie so that he could still... He has a line at the start.
That is very
But that was
kind.
Just before it started getting
he bad. He passed away, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's shit. That's heartbreaking, bro. That is heartbreaking.
I'm just like, what's he doing not talking, man?
What's he doing, bro? He's just like sitting there. Oh, no, oh dude, that's tugged the heartstrings.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff.
He's such a great guy.
He was
well.
So funny in Vicar of Dibley too.
Mm.
Like really, really funny. Damn, that's brought me down. I need another point right now or I'm walking.
David Dobkin, who's the director, was originally going to direct I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, but dropped out to work with Vince Vaughn because he's previously worked with him on Clay Pigeons and Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
A previous review of ours back at the start.
Wow, really taken aback.
Start of the year, bro. 2005.
Our fourth movie?
Fourth or fifth, yeah.
Wow.
Early days, you can hear how we've progressed slightly.
Barely.
Yeah.
A little bit by the third.
Maybe backwards, but
we could have gone backwards.
We've progressed in some direction.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you work with who you know you work with best.
Yeah. This film cast includes 3 Oscar winners, Kevin Spacey, Rachel Weisz, and Kathy Bates.
That's right.
2 Oscar nominees, Paul Giamatti and Miranda Richardson. So it's got a lot of talent behind them.
Stacked with awards.
And it's surprising that with all that talent, that this movie wasn't nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. No, it's not Oscar worthy. Let's be real. It's not. It's just an underrated.
It's not Oscar worthy, but it is Academy Award worthy.
It's a little charm. It's the Academy Award. It's a Golden Globe worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Golden Globes are basically like, yeah. What? I was going to say something. Then I stopped myself.
What were you going to say?
Nah, don't worry.
Oh, you're going to be racist again, weren't you?
No, I was going to be geopoliticalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boring. Sorry, yeah. Nerd. Sorry, r/geopolitics. Didn't realize we had a nerd in town. Letterbox time.
Please.
All right. Owen says, the end credits song is called Luda Christmas. 3 stars. But someone...
No way.
Turn the credits off, Scott, and that was you.
Oh.
And that's why I included this review. Not for Owen's sake, but for my sake as an outcry.
Oh, no.
So we never got to hear Luda Christmas, and I'm never going to bother to listen to it.
You'll never forgive me for that.
Yeah, I missed out on Luda Christmas.
You should write that on your headstone when you die. I missed out on Luda Christmas. God help me.
Fuck.
And someone puts an MP3 player with Luda Christmas playing into the soil.
That is sick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do that when you die, yeah. Because you're dying before me, apparently.
I am. Tomorrow. Ali says, this film gets real creepy whenever Kevin Spacey is on the screen, and like, it makes perfect sense now.
Yeah.
1.5 stars.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it bites.
Cool, dude.
Look, I can go back and watch Kevin Spacey movies when he's in those creepy roles because, you know, it's even more fitting. But when he's in kind of like a semi-wholesome role, oh, man, I don't know.
I mean, I can do with anyone, basically.
You can separate the art from the artist. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, it's the movie. That's what you're focusing on. But still, I can't get that out of my head, basically.
I'm not watching the movie, though, and thinking, oh, okay, there's an alleged pedophile right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching going, oh, there's the villain of the film. And then I finish the movie and I go, hang on a minute. I just spent 1 hour and 56 minutes with an alleged pedophile. But not whilst I'm in that 1 hour and 56 minutes, you see?
Yes.
And when I'm listening, safe, I farted again.
Oh, my God.
When I'm listening to Luda Christmas, I'm not thinking, oh, this is somehow attached to an alleged pedophile. But once I'm finished it, yes, it comes full circle. That fart is really bad.
Yeah, that's fucked.
That's... McLaren says,
oh God,
possibly the greatest film of all time. Oh, 5 stars.
So that's in the crazy let's go camp.
Yeah, there was lots of them. It was, this is Oscar worthy, best movie ever, best Christmas movie ever.
Jeez. Oh, look, it's not the best Christmas
Scorsese
movie.
Scorsese would be proud.
Is that actually a comment?
I think so.
That's fantastic. Well, speaking of scores.
Yes.
Because you said Scorsese.
Yep.
That's the joke. Yep. I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to give you that privilege.
Well, I enjoyed this movie a lot, and I will be rewatching this, especially next Christmas for a little fun, but there is a lot of janky CGI and a lot of weird moments. I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10.
Funny you should say that.
Piss off.
Because I wrote the exact same score. We've done it again, Ben. I'm a 6 out of 10. Nugs. Out of 10.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. But not yet. Merry Christmas.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1. Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.